Listening Library presents Whispering to Witches by Anna Dale. Read for you by John Curlis. Chapter 1. An Unexpected Journey. Joe flopped onto the seat and loosened his school tie. His suitcase jutted over the edge of the luggage rack above his head, and its label dangled in front of his eyes. It read, Joseph Binks, care of Mrs. Merle Taverner, 2 Cloister Walk, Canterbury, Kent. Joe ripped the label from its piece of string, scrunched it into a ball, and threw it into the farthest corner of the railway compartment. The woman sitting opposite him was too engrossed in her newspaper to raise an eyebrow. Joe slumped back into his seat and wished, for the 100th time that day, that he was staying in London for Christmas. It was the 20th of December. Through the window, Joe could see a few people hurrying along the platform, weighed down with carrier bags. They had the hunched shoulders and haggard faces of typical Christmas shoppers. Yesterday, Joe had been one of them. He and his dad, Nicholas Binks, had struggled home from the supermarket with bags full of sausage rolls, peanuts, crackers and wrapping paper. Joe sighed and looked at his watch. It was 4:05. Exactly 24 hours ago, he had been standing at the bottom of a stepladder, his arms filled with tinsel. Joe's father had been at the top of the stepladder, banging drawing pins into the ceiling with the heel of his shoe. Bulging bags of half-unpacked shopping littered the carpet, much to the...